Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
T-N-T, District
12, get ready, District 11, get ready, District 10, District 9, get ready, District 8, get ready, District 7, District 6, get ready. District 4, District 3, get ready, District 2. room, get ready. Get ready, District 1. Area code 404. Get ready, catnip, waterfall, rip, rip, rip. Area code 281. Pump up the tires. Don't be late. Get ready, bus lady. Area code 754. Mission lady, get ready. Get ready, area code 360, walk, the brother from another mother, get ready, hit me, TNT.
All sucky, sucky now, hey, TNT. Are you ready? Show you're ready. Cause Oki got you ready. Then Tony got you ready. Ray got you ready. Then Pam got you ready. DC got you ready. G-Man got you ready. The Mod got you ready. And Dad got you ready. Tish got you ready. 865-281. Some of the callers, just for fun, got you ready. Congratulations to Iraq, the Coalition of Nations, the Narland, and the TNT family. Now, the RV is ready. It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024. Raven 98 here, along with... That's your cue, Tony. Technical challenges. Let's see. Everyone stand by. Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Oh, okay. I heard you a while ago. Anyway.
Okay, but we didn't hear you. So I think it must have been some type of a technical challenge here.
Yeah, I think I was on both lines.
All right, you're on.
All right. Good morning, TNT. All right, let's get this party started. So, let me see. We do have an update. Let me just do this real quick. Sorry about that, guys, but, you know, everybody wants to talk to me right now as soon as I get started. So, all right. We're absolutely positively, with no doubt, sorry we didn't get to do a call on Wednesday. Even though we tried, the system wouldn't work. We tried it a couple of times. But for those of you who can hear the sound of my voice, that's all of you. When we send out the links, and I sent out two of them, then I'll put an update on Twitter. Told you what was going on, what we're trying to do. That's what I always do when it comes down to it. If there was something really seriously going on, of course, I'd have sent you a follow-up email with the information or text. But I'm always trying to do it on Twitter so everybody can get it instantly instead of waiting around for another text or email. So, for those of you who can hear my voice and you don't have Twitter, you should have Twitter because that's how we communicate. That's how I send out the information. Sometimes that's how you know where to call, when the call is going on. But if you don't, it's on you. Ray.
Yep.
There's some noise. There's a bunch of noise in the background. But you guys have got to know, I cannot, and I shouldn't feel guilty about it, but I do. But I cannot answer all your emails and calls about the call and what time was, or I didn't get my text when you didn't wait, or I did get it, or get home, the link's not working. When I answered all that in Twitter, that's why I do that, to make it easy. And so everybody gets the information at the same time. Hopefully. So the good news and the good news is whatever's going on in Israel and Gaza, everywhere else, supposedly is not affecting us anymore. Supposedly. That's what I'm being told. Whatever's going on in Iraq and the 15th is not affecting us. They're still looking for this any minute, any day, any time, but specifically this weekend is what we were told as of yesterday. Now, some banks in New York were already told this was going to happen on the 15th. I'm just telling you that. I think they got something to do with Tish, but anyway. They were told it was going to happen on the 15th. Three-letter agencies informed us that they don't know where they got that from because they never gave it to them. They're trying to get this thing done way before the 15th because there's other things to do on the 15th. Now, that was from the agencies. Banks usually get their marching orders and stuff from the feds, but the feds are saying they did not send that out to them. I'm just giving you the update because you guys might hear a lot of different things. Okay. I'm looking in the wrong place. Hold on. Right. Let me see. Supposedly the 15th is a hard back wall if they can't get it before then, but they're trying to do it this weekend, either after 5 today or sometime this weekend is what they're trying to get it done. Feds say any minute because they're all waiting. right. So I wanted to get that out there. I had a guy go to the bank yesterday. He got some good news and some bad news. The good news is they're going to take the Zimbabwe. The good news is they're going to take the Zimbabwe currency. Those things that look like U.S. dollars. They actually tried to process him yesterday and exchange his currency because they have a rate. When it came down to it, they needed an authorization code, and they didn't have the authorization code, but everything else went through. They're saying they're going to process or exchange all Zimbabwe currency. Every denomination is what being told. They're going to exchange it. What they're not going to exchange is Zimbabwe bonds. They said they will not be exchanging Zimbabwe bonds. People have it confused, been having it confused. I've been talking about it for 10 years. As of yesterday, he said they will not exchange the Zimbabwe bonds. If you guys look on the link this out, Zimbabwe is saying they revalued their currency today. They renominated their currency today. They have a new RTVG currency today. They gave their people 21 days to exchange it, and they are not taking Zimbabwe bonds. Zimbabwe is not taking Zimbabwe bonds. So why should the U.S.? So you got to read the article for yourself, understand it. Things we've been saying for 10, 15 years. And people kept talking about the bond and kept saying you guys got it confused. The bond is an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Wasn't going to be exchanged. And as of yesterday, the bank is saying they're not going to exchange it. But they will exchange the currency at all rates. Banks are ready. And just one of the major banks came back and said that they were told the 15th. The rest of them are still on alert mode, not standby, not restricted, but they are looking for this thing at any time because they all have rates on the screens. They just don't have the authorization numbers what it's come down to. So we wait. There's nothing in Iraq. They're steady talking about the meeting on the 15th. And so you guys know what I know, which is real simple. The only people who want the U.S. to leave is the framework in Iran. That's who wants the U.S. to leave. The Shiites in Kurdistan want the U.S. to remain. So we know at some point that's going to be an issue, but we're hoping it's after the RV, so we don't care. I'm sure it's going to be discussed on the 15th. Even though they're saying now he's not going to discuss that. He told the framework he's not going to do that. They have committees that are going to do that. He's going to discuss everything that happens after that. Okay? So we wait, but we know every day is getting a little closer. Today is the 5th. We have 10 days or less when this thing should be all over. 10 days or less. We should all be talking about something else, doing something else. So, all right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's see. Seven MM STW says, a few weeks ago, there were reports of a new dinar raid in Kurdistan. Recently, more reports of new raids are rumored in country. Can you clarify?
No, a few weeks ago, they were directing them in Kurdistan to change the prices in the market. But that was a few weeks ago, and we're still here. I haven't seen any new rates. I will tell you that supposedly my guys from Iraq, or if I didn't tell you guys Wednesday, we're here. We're at Banks. Banks in Michigan. I kind of narrowed that down. The rate was over $3 and something that they exchange more currency for. So we'll tell you that part. But we still haven't gotten it yet. So while no one in the U.S. or U.S. side is exchanging that I know of, there are some Iraqi citizens in the U.S. that are exchanging. But it's all about who you know, what your position is, and everything else, I guess. Okay. All right, what's next? I was supposed to tell you something else. Go ahead.
G-L-E-M-A-S-T. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Glemast, or if it's something else. Anyway, celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, G-L-E-M-A-S-T, Glemast.
Happy birthday.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay, A.L. Longhorn says, any news about Venezuela currency value change this month? Is it going to revalue? Last we heard it is, right along with the other six. Lil Fish says, what do the new Iraqi bond prices, what's that, 50,001M tell you?
Doesn't tell me anything.
500,000, excuse me.
For the Iraqi bonds that they're trying to sell, that their economy is growing, they have money flowing. But
all
I
right.
really haven't
A-L.
Been looking at or if the people are going to buy it. Go ahead.
All right. Longhorn says, can you go over the plans of what you're going to do when we have the call and Blog Talk fails again?
Well, when we have the call, we have the backup system that we used last time that we don't want to use every time, but we will use it if the RV happens. So you'll get the same email you did. It'll tell you to go over to the other system and we'll do a call. All right. You want to say anything, Ray?
Okay.
We're good.
That's good. Let me back to the. Oh, that was the last question. Well, since this is not going to be the last call, 404, we'll go ahead and take you first.
Okie dokie. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. And again, appreciate your tenacity in helping share all the information with us. Just a couple of things, just for clarification. In your opening comments, Tony, you were saying that good news, the Israel-Gaza situation not affecting us anymore. So is that safe to say that at some point it had been actually impacting us?
Oh, yeah. Remember I told you guys something was supposed to happen over the weekend? They were trying to announce a ceasefire, all of that, and they wanted to wait until then. The whole UN resolution thing, all of that supposedly was affecting it. UN passed a resolution. We're still waiting. So they said they're going to go without it.
Okay, good. Just a clarification, and thank you. And you made some sort of comment as well that I was picking up when we were talking about the Zimbabwe. Did I hear you say that in country they were giving them 21 days to exchange? And if so, is that same kind of clarification needing to be done here that we have to plan to exchange Zimbabwe within a 21-day time frame?
Well, let me see. Right here, hold on, because I got the article right here in case you guys haven't read it yet. Well, let me go back to the notes. They have two articles out today about the Zimbabwe, about the new prince, what they're calling ZIG, Z-I-G. But, you know, I'm looking for, I think he said it gives them 21 days to exchange their old notes for their new, to turn in their currency. I can tell you here, remember, years ago, and even last year, and even a couple months ago, to the bank said, go in fast with your Zim because it's not going to last long. They're only going to take them for a couple of days, maybe like the first 10 days or something, I think is what he told me. So get in there and get it done. And that's the best I can tell you. Get in there and get it done.
Well, it's a good reminder for all of us who have the Zim in case we've kind of forgotten it. But when you were giving that 21 days over there, I was curious how it was impacting us and if it was, in fact, really kind of lessening the amount of time that we had available. So the sooner we get it done, the better, and all with that. And you also referenced something dealing with the Iraqi dinar, that some Iraqi citizens here in the U.S. are exchanging, and that, of course, it depends on who you know. When did that process start?
Well, it's been going on for a while. They've been calling them in, but they actually exchanged them on Monday and Wednesday. I know that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we are definitely there on the precipice and the like. And again, 10 days from whenever this does happen, even though that may be tax day, it would be nice if it were to happen today. And 10 days from that is when our very special TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project will be in full swing. And you will be reminding us along the way on that too. And again, Ray, Tony, appreciate everything you do for us. And have yourself a great day. And thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let me say this real quick, Rick.
Hold on, 817.
Okay, guys, you are knowledgeable. You should be knowledgeable. You've been in this, you know, the history of it, and you even know it better than the bankers do, okay? So a guy went to the bank, and I'm trying to think whether or not to tell you guys this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So the bank was going to give him $300,000. It's actually the number's over a little bit, over $300,000, for a 10 million Zim note. I called him again today. We went over it this morning. And I'm saying, according to what we know, 6033, that would only be what Ray said, $3 for a 10 million Zim note. Oh, I said doing it wrong because he told him 33 cents and he multiplied it past that and he's going to give him $330,000. So there may be some mistakes along the way. That's what I'm telling you. He may go back in there and say, hey, I did that wrong. Or he may have said, I did it right. It was explained to you wrong. So I just said, you may see some weird stuff happening, but you know what's supposed to happen. As a matter of fact, got to go back to our council guy, because originally they were just going to do 33 cents. But to make it apply to all the currency, they added the 6 zeros. Well, the guy at the bank didn't add the 6 zeros, and he was trying to do his exchange. So be careful, but be knowledgeable, is what I'm trying to tell you. You have more knowledge than they do. Now, if they want to pay you 100 times or 1,000 times more than it's worth, then okay, let's go. But make sure you get what it's worth, is what I'm telling you, because you know the real numbers. Now, on top of that, what we've done and I've talked to about today, I'm going to have 5-6 different banks and bankers give us their numbers, give us their strategies to see where we could go. Okay? Now, I already have New York. I already have Chicago. I already have Miami. I already have North Carolina. I'm trying to think. Oh, we already have Indiana. I already have Atlanta. So anyway, we're going to go through all those, compare, and then go from there. All right, let's go.
817, Erico, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. This is Art in Southlake. Really exciting information. Thanks so much for bringing it to us. So the Zim actually RV'd today in country. Is that correct?
That's what the article says. I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah.
And
what you found out is that the rate on the Zim will be that 6033. You know, we had talked about it being between the 6011 and the 6033, but it looks like we'll be able to get the 6033. Is that correct, Tony or Ray?
That's what he offered him. No, I mean, I don't know how much he had in order to get that, but that is what he was offered. So
yeah. Well, that's great news. Now, Tony, earlier in your discussion, you said that all of the banks had the rates now, and they were waiting on, I think you said, an authorization code. Do we know what the rates are for the different currencies now that they have the rates, because they didn't have them before?
I didn't ask him for a rate for each currency, but I did tell you guys that the dinar is 3+, so it's in the mid numbers. I did just give you the Zimbabwe of what he was offered, which he was supposed to based on if you have 10 or more, which I know he has 10. I mean, he has more than 10. So those things are working. I don't have the rest, the VND or that. I didn't ask the rates, but they're saying they have rates. They just don't have authorization.
Okay. Then the final question I'd like to ask, if I may, Venezuela was supposed to go under sanctions, I believe, today, but I haven't heard anything on the news that the U.S. has imposed sanctions and they're not looking at having democratic elections. And I think that was the requirement to avoid sanctions. But right now, as far as we know, the Bolivar is still going to be exchanged. But what if they do go under sanctions? Then that won't work for us, will it?
Well, if it's under sanctions, it won't. But we don't know, just like you said. It was supposed to be today. I haven't received word of it, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, Tony and Ray, I truly appreciate the information you've kept us appraised of, and thanks so much for all you do for us. And that's all the questions I have today. Thank you very much, and I'll say goodbye and talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, guys, let me say this too, because I'm saying things as, you know, they come to me anyway. Supposedly, there was a voicemail going around from Oki, or a message or something, explaining it. Now, I don't know if it was Oki or not. I can't tell you it was. It sounded like him, but AI can make anybody sound like anything, I guess, today. But it did sound like him, and maybe he's better than he was, because it sounded like a healthier him than the condition that he was in. There's one of our members here who talks to him. I can't remember her name, but anyway, we'll try and find out. Maybe they'll contact him, because all his numbers are new. But what I wanted to tell you is, when you hear the message, the information is correct in the message. I don't know who's sending it out, but I listened to the whole thing. The information is correct. If you want to look at and see the entire history again of how we got involved in this, why we were involved in it, and what we expect. If you want to hear the history of every other country that has gone through this, or that we have been involved with the war with, like I tell you, then listen to it, because it's there, and it legitimizes what we're hearing right now and seeing, and what we've been waiting 10, 12, 15 years for. It's all coming together, and anybody who's been through that should be able to see it at this point. So I don't know if it's really him, but the message is correct. It just sounds like a younger him. All right, Rick.
Okay. 718 area code, you are on.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. So, are
okay.
You there?
Yes.
So the Zimbabwe, can you please clarify that? The bonds, I don't think I have the bonds. I think I have a note. Is that correct? The 2008?
Does it look like a dollar bill that says Zimbabwe?
Well, I haven't looked at them in a long time, but I think.
Well, is it 8.5 by 11?
Yeah.
You better hope not.
No, 8.5 by 11? No.
Then you probably have the currency.
Okay.
A bond is 8.5 by 11. It's a piece of
Thank
paper.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, that's all I had. I just want to make sure.
All right.
Thank you.
360.
You have a good weekend.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
360, Erico, you're on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Not totally retired grade school substitute teacher, but I'm on spring break.
Is spring over with? Oh, no, I was just joking. All right, good.
So I'm really hoping that we'll get this thing done so that I can fully retire. And so that's why I'm counting on you guys to help me with that. And Tony, your comment on my text the other day, I want you to remember one thing for future reference, because I can't guarantee that I won't commit the same error again, but I am the future. And when you're my age, you'll know what I mean. So I just want you to remember that, because Ray, your brother, accused me of being the last one in the entire TNT Dinar land to not know that there wasn't going to be a call. And I certainly, it was my error, but like I said, I am the future, and someday it might happen back. So I'll get off that now, because I don't want to sound like I'm a crybaby, because I'm not.
Okay, hold on, Walt, now you're to confuse everybody. So you mean the future means we have no electronics anymore? We have no internet, no phones, no fire? We're going back to that future?
No, didn't mean that at all. Confusion? I just didn't want to think that I was the only one in TNT Dinar land that didn't think to go check the text note that you sent out, saying that maybe it'll happen later, but maybe not.
So,
that's more of, I'm just kind of helping to remind those who are seventh decade and older like myself, that if we think that there's something messed up, check our notes and see if we've gotten a text. So I learned a lesson there. So that's all I have learned about that. So
okay,
real quick, go ahead.
No, I said okay. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. I have one question regarding the Zim. From what, it was really funny because my better half said, geez, she stole my question. And I thought maybe she, and CIA is reading minds now. But the idea is that yesterday was when they announced the rate was going to be accepted for the next 21 days. That was yesterday, correct?
No, it was today, this morning. It was just effective today. Yeah.
Okay. Now, does that mean we're on the 21 day from today as well?
Well, I don't know, because we haven't started yet, unless we start tonight, tomorrow. But this country is different, just like with Iraq, I would think. Because
sure.
Internationally, we're going to do something else. Now,
okay.
Iraq has done their people for 2 years to exchange here, so they're not going to give them any time. Hey, we gave you a chance. And they go on. Zimbabwe just started on Tuesday telling people they were going to have a new currency today, and now they're telling them they have 21 days. My bank guy told us we should get in within the first 10 days. Because it's not going to last long.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Now, the one thing I listened to Tisha's podcast yesterday, and it was talking about 13303 and so forth. And that, I think, if I remember correctly, that expires on the third week, somewhere in the third or fourth week of the month of May. That's when, if we don't renew it, then they will get what they want to have, which is control over their money, right? If we don't sign it again.
Okay. If we don't sign it again, which every indication so far has been that we're not, since they already closed the account, the FI account, and opened a new account, it means that their money is unprotected from any other country that wanted to file lawsuits, any people who wanted to file lawsuits, and anything else. That was the reason we protected it. But here's a bigger thing that they're not looking at. It's unprotected from the U.S. Because now the U.S. can do things that they want to do. U.S. people can actually file a lawsuit against Iraq in U.S. courts because now all that protection has been gone. That's why some of them said, no, don't do that. We don't want to do it. The framework is pushing for this. Iran is pushing for this because they think they can now get Iraq's money and funnel it through Iran, and they don't care about the Iraqi citizens because they're not going to get it. Iran is trying to free it up for Iran's economy, for Iran's citizens. That is why they want this money freed up to be able to go to Iraq. They're coming here to talk about the 28 banks removing the sanctions, and then they can funnel that money through the bank to Iran. This is not about Iraq or Iraq's sovereignty. It's a backdoor way to get Iran the money, because that's how they're going to be in charge of it. People aren't paying attention. Few Iraqi citizens said, well, one of the economists, so you're actually selling us out for Iran's economy instead of our own, because that's what's going to happen. We're saying, hey, if that's what you guys want, but now we can put sanctions on you again for dealing with Iran because you're not protected. Now U.S. citizens, people can actually file lawsuits against you because you're not protected. Now, in case you guys didn't know all this, no, I just forgot the name. What was the black, who was over there before? This is tell me in a minute. Anyway, they charged $400,000 to ship the money over there. Protection, $400,000 in protection, $200,000 in shipping fees every time a pallet goes over there to Iraq that they're going to have to pay. I think it's Blackwater. So they've been getting paid off this the whole time. Even with the new Iraqi RX2, I think it is. I can't remember that. Listen. The money is still going to go through the Federal Reserve, but they're going to have control of it. And then they're going to be able to move it around to different banks instead of the U.S. So there's a lot going on. The politicians understand it. And some of them are saying, no, don't do it, don't do it. But the framework and Iran are trying to push it through. The framework and Iran are trying to push the U.S. military out with Kurdistan and the Shiites saying, no, we need the U.S. to stay here. Because they can see the writing on the wall. But we don't really care about any of that because we're going to have our money and be gone, right?
Yeah, the RV happens before that time. Otherwise, they can head to go. We'll go to look in the sink full of money and somebody drains the sink. That's all I was thinking about. But anyway... Well, that we won't know until this actually gets to the expiration date as to whether or not, because it's still in force until that time, right? The 13303 is still in effect until that, unless we relinquish it before that, right?
It should be until May the 5th or May the 13th. Now, they're saying they already did. By closing the fund or closing the account that it was going into, that it was already relinquished. I haven't seen anything formally, but if you're reading what they're saying they already did it. It's supposed to go to May, though.
Okay. All right. Well, then don't forget, you have my personal number, secret number, and if there's any issues about wanting, you need some help spreading the word, I'll spread it. So I just wanted to let you know that and spread the word. You know what I mean. So thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. I'll be quiet now and let room for – I want to hear what Danny has to say. And because he's getting close to that eclipse thing. And I was wondering if he was renting out bedrooms at his house to because everybody's all over the country wants to come there. So just another income stream for him that he can buy more currency with. Anyway, have a great day, you two.
All right, sir.
Yep. All right.
Take care.
All right. All right, thanks. IRAC 2 is the new account from the DFI. I thought it was called something else, though. All right. And supposedly 13303 runs out on May the 22nd. So we will see. All right, what's next?
All right, 210, here we go. You're on.
Hello, Ray and Tony. I just got a quick question. Saturday, I bought another million in dinar. I had dinar, Zim, and Dong for the past 14 years. Then I bought 10 million in Iranian riel, and it was cheap. I only paid $229 for 10 million. I was thinking about buying more, but Tony, I just want to ask you, not trying to tell me what to do, but do you think that money would be best spent on another currency other than the Iranian riel?
I don't have Iran money because I don't know when the sanctions are going to be released. Now, at some point in the future, we work out an agreement like we had with President Obama or Bush, then the sanctions will be released and you can exchange it and it's going to be worth some money. I don't know that Biden's going to do that, and I'm pretty sure if Trump gets office, he's not going to do it because he's what they did the day before. But at the price of it, if you're willing to wait another 10, 12 years, it's a long-term investment just like this was. So we'll see if you can even buy it.
You still can buy it. I bought mine online. But another thing now, and I'm going to be brief about this. When people tell you and Ray Wren how much they appreciate what you do for them, believe them. Because let me tell you something. I've been in this 14 years, been listening to you guys since 2011. Man, you guys brought me back down to earth. When I got into this, Tony, all I was thinking about was what I'm going to buy. I didn't think one thing about investing money and living off the interest. And you and I spoke to Ray Wren on the phone. 2011, he gave me some valuable information. So y'all brought me back down to earth, and I really do appreciate it. So when people tell you how much they appreciate what you do, believe them. And Tony, just one quick question for you. How in the world did you get so smart?
Ooh-wee.
Well, you know something about everything.
Yeah, but just so you know, a whole lot of people don't agree with you, okay?
They don't matter.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
510, Eric, you're on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm just out of curiosity. My wife says we got some Zim notes. And it says it's like it's not on our 8x11 sheet, but it's, you know, like currency bigger than the dollar, but it says bond on it. Is that the currency? I'm kind of confused on that.
Well, me too. If it says bond on it, because none of mine say bond on it. But
yeah,
I can tell you the banks that they're not taking bond notes. They're taking the currency notes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I have to double check that and make sure. Okay.
Yeah, send it to me so I can see what it looks like.
Pardon? I can't hear you.
I said send it to me so I can see what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't know where to send it. Everybody that calls you and emails you, I can't do all that because I can't see what I'm doing, but. Otherwise, I'd take a picture and send it to you. So, okay, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
610, Erico, you're on.
Hey,
wait a minute, hold on,
610.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Okay, so if you Google Zimbabwe bond notes, because I'm looking at them, 2014, it does say that reserve is a $2 bond note. Denominations are 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100. 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100 are the denominations of the bond notes that look like currency. I'm just telling you, as I was at the bank this morning and yesterday, and they told him they weren't going to take any bond notes. So, I'm also going to tell you guys what I always say. Nothing beats a failure but a try. So if you have those, which I didn't get anything 2014, but if you had them and you want to exchange them, take them in there and see what happens. All right. Okay, G-Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. It is another dynamite day here in the USA. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go over how to get on the list that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, scroll down to where you will see the sentence that says, click here to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on those click here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page, where at the top of the page it says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, it says this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address there, please double-check the spelling. Make sure your email address is spelled correctly. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, your last name, and then under your last name is a block to type in your SMS phone number. That is your cell phone number, ladies and gentlemen, where you can receive text messages. Please double check when you're typing in your cell phone number there. Make sure everything is typed in correctly so you can receive those text messages when Tony sends them out. Under that is the all-important subscribe key. After you've clicked on that subscribe key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your email address and cell phone numbers have been subscribed to the list Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Your next step in order to activate that subscription is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. And after you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your email address and cell phone numbers are all active on those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to, and your payment has gone through successfully. Please keep in mind, it still takes 48 to 72 hours for those lists to be updated. So remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And if you change your cell phone number or if you change your email address, you are responsible for going back into the system, making those changes, and then after you've made those changes, remember, you must subscribe to the paid members list. And after you have subscribed to the lists, you must then remember to send in a new payment in order to activate those new subscriptions so that the emails and the text messages will go to those new email addresses and new cell phone numbers that you've typed in there. And when you're making those payments, it is easier to make the payments from a desktop computer, laptop computer, or your tablet. They're bigger screens. You'll be able to see the entire payment support page much more easily on those bigger screens. And as Tony has said on prior calls, if you're still making your payments on your cell phone, turn your cell phone sideways. That'll give you a little bigger screen, but you'll just have to scroll up and down a little more to see the entire payment support page so you can put all your information in there. Again, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all you continue to do for us. Make it a dynamite weekend. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right.
You're very, very
once
welcome.
Once again, all right, thank you. Once again, guys, just what G-Man said, I heard him say you, and you, because that means you have to do it. Not me. You guys keep sending me texts and emails because you still keep doing it. I changed my number. I changed my email. You do not need to send that to me because all I do is hit delete. Delete, delete, delete. I'm not even attempting to do that, which I can't do anyway because it's only that you do it. Now, I will tell you that if you go and change it, and it says this is already submitted, or this number's already in, or something else, you have to start all over. Well, you guys got to hold on for a second. I got to do this. Hold on, right?
Okay. Stand by, everyone. Tony needs to take a call. Might have been some good intel. We'll know in a moment.
What is that song? Somebody like going through a funeral procession or something. And it's supposed to be
a graduation song. Pomp and circumstance.
Oh. Well, I guess it is a funeral procession for some. But anyway, because they got to go to the real world. So, again, guys, if you change your number, it may change that. If it says this number is already registered, that's right. Then you have to unsubscribe, because that's the only way to fix it. Totally unsubscribe, then go back and resubscribe to put in your new information or where you want to go. Sorry, but that's it. Resubscribe, make your payment to activate the new information. That's good. All right. I know G-Man didn't know that part because I didn't even know that part because actually somebody else went and found it out and said, yep, that worked. That's how I had to do it. Unscrap. So notice you guys are making your payments today, tomorrow, whatever. It is good for 30 days as always from 30 days from today. Anybody who already made it, it's 30 days from that day. If the RV is tonight, if the RV is tomorrow, whenever it is, all your payment options will go away except for the $100, which will stay there for 72 hours. But there'll be no 5s, 10s, 20s, none of that. There'll be one option for $100 for 72 hours to carry you through the exchange process, to carry you through 30 days. But more important than that, to put you on the list to be invited to the new system, which I already know a lot of you won't be there, but which will be $8,000. So I'm just telling you that right now, because only be for serious people who are trying to make some real serious money, individually with information or as groups together. So now we got the update. All right. All right, Ray, what's next?
205 area code. You're on.
What's going on, fellas? It's Bama Boy.
Greetings, sir.
What's going on, man?
Man, not much. Not much. Get ready for this weekend, though. Know, on the game side. But on the other side.
Oh.
Huh? What you finna say?
Didn't Bama get kicked out already?
No, no, we right there with NC State in the Final Four.
All right,
man, I got a couple questions. So I want to know, tell me, what is it that y'all not telling us? Because you're saying this weekend is what some a lot of the information coming, but obviously Ray don't believe it because Ray didn't already say it, it's not the last call. So that's why Final Four went first. So what is it that you're not saying?
We're not saying is they said this. Well, actually, they said last night. So it didn't work. So this morning, they're saying tonight or through the weekend. And Ray is just like everybody else. Okay. So you guys just keep saying that. So, but definitely the back wall is the 15th. So that's why he said it. I mean, too, who's supposed to have been had the last call? And I agree. And that's what I tell you guys. But you guys go through it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, maybe. And I got to go through it every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day. And so does Ray. So it's a little bit different. But I'll tell you something else about Ray. So he don't believe in the Zimbabwe. He don't believe in the $30. He don't believe a whole lot of stuff. He raised his show me the money. I don't want to hear all that shit.
Okay. I got you right in. I understand that because I feel you on that. So, all right. So I think you said the other day, I think they set a date. So was that yesterday? Was that the date that passed or we still looking for that date that they set?
I'm trying to think. What was that date? Hold on. I got to go back and look, man. Shit, what was it? I mean, they already told us by the 15th, but they've been telling us that. It's going to be before the 15th because the 15th is supposed to be a celebration. The banks just heard that about the 15th. Wait, I had a date. I'm trying to look, see when it was. I think it was supposed to be for today, but I'm not sure it's going to happen. Oh, no. It says Wednesday, or the latest was Thursday. So, yeah, I guess we did just pass it because it didn't happen last night like everybody was sitting around waiting. All right?
Okay. All right. And a couple more real quick. So we always been told, you know, Iraq was a linchpin, and because this thing like a pinball machine, it just go from one thing to another. But so how is it that Zimbabwe can revalue if Iraq had to go first? Because Iraq supposed to be the linchpin to unleash the rest of the currencies, right?
Yep, absolutely. So maybe, just maybe, because I don't know, maybe, just maybe, in the banking system, Iraq has already gone, which enables Zimbabwe to do what they're doing and reset their rate. We just don't have it.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing, but I just wanted to hear you say it, to be honest. So,
According to Iraq, Iraq had an article come out today or yesterday that showed the 10 highest currencies in the world. And I think I showed that to you guys 2 or 3 months ago, who were listed in them. But Iraq is now declared as of yesterday that they were on that list. Even though it's not written, they're saying it now includes the Iraqi dinar as the 10 highest currencies in the world.
So basically what you're saying is possible. You ain't saying it is, but it's possible that this thing has already happened and we just hadn't seen it yet. We just hadn't got confirmation yet.
We have not, but they're evidently saying it already happened. If they're one of the 10 strongest currencies in the world right now, as the article they're putting out says, then it already happened. If the banks already have the rates again, just looking for the authorization to exchange it, it must have already happened. If somebody exchanged
right.
on Monday and Wednesday from Iraq in the U.S., it must have already happened. So there's a lot of things saying it already happened. We just not going to the bank.
Right. And all right. With that being said, this is my last comment. Because basically from the information that you gave us, you told us once the rate came back on the screen that basically it didn't happen and it's go time. And all I'm saying is you said today the rate back on the screen. So hopefully within this weekend we'll get some kind of notification, man. So Bama boy out, man. I appreciate it. Roll Tide, baby.
All right, sir.
What'd you say about Wolfpack?
You heard what I said. Roll Tide, don't
you? Wolfpack? Yeah. All right.
Okay, man. All right, Ray. Have a good one.
All right, sir. 270, Eric, you're on.
Yes. My question was with the greetings to each one of you, Ray. And
yes, sir.
Hey, good morning.
My question was, you stated that the Iraq rate is over 3. What is the rate that the exchange rate will be?
I don't know. It's going to be over 3. That's what they have. Well, oil went up over $90 today, so it could be higher than that by the time we get it.
I was just wondering whether it's going to be over 4 or will it be with the 3 plus? As you stated.
Well, it was already 3+. It could be over 4, but again, guys, I hope
I guess
that
I
all of us here are going for the 2850.
2850, but yeah. Just what the regular rate is. So,
I don't know. We'll announce it when we get the information. I'll tell you guys what the rate is as soon as we get the information.
We appreciate it, and you have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, 704 area code. You are on.
That me?
Yes.
That's you.
Hey, I didn't hear the first number, so that's why I was asking. Okay. First of what way I wanted to start with, thank you, Ray, for those 3 stages of giving. They were very helpful.
You're welcome.
Okay. Next one is... when you give out the 800 numbers, we're to take one note and to any either Wells or Chase Bank or maybe one of the others and get out some money and send you your $100, and then later on we'll have one for $1,000 if we choose to go that way.
Okay. Everybody understand this. Once the RV is announced, if you haven't renewed your 30 days, or if you want to renew the next 30 days, the only way to do it is going to be renew at $100. For those who people who say, I don't have $100, I still want to be part of TNT, I want to be part of Next, you got 72 hours to do $100. Now, whether you go exchange a note, borrow a note from the neighbor, or take one out of your pocket that you didn't want to spend, however it is you decide to do it, you got 72 hours to do it. You don't have to go exchange a note if you don't want to. Put it on your charge card. Put it on whatever, because now you know you have the money to pay it. So do that any way you want to. I'm just telling you, you got 72 hours to do the $100 that will give you the next 30 days and will include you, because after that, nobody's going to be in on a new mailing list. It's going to be ended. If you're not in during that 72 hours, you will not be in TNT in the future, in the future's future, or very more, because I'm just going with that list from that point on. And that's all I'm saying. However you decide to do it. I'm not telling everybody to rush and take the 4X rate just to go get $100 to do this. No, I'm saying for those who don't, take a note in there. There's no excuse not to do it. That's basically my point. You have to choose how you're going to do it. Okay?
Very good. And I did check the Chase Bank, and they said that they can get you, they can exchange a note and give you your monies within 2 days.
Okay. There we go.
Yep. So I think I'm just going to do it now. Thank you both.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Now, for some of you guys, depending on how much you're going to take, they do your currency exchange and give you your money in your account right then because you're exchanging currency for currency. If it's a large amount, it may take them within 2 days to have it applied. I don't know. All right, what's next?
843, area code. You are on.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Super fan, Tim.
Tony, a couple years ago, you had said there were some IMF projects that could be accessed with interest-free or tax-free money on the interest. Is that still available?
Did I say it was tax-free money?
I believe you did. Said the profits would be tax-free.
Oh. Well, I don't know about that. It's been so long ago. But this is what I was told. There's some IMF projects that they're looking for investors for, sophisticated investors, that could pay you 20% a month, I think is what he said. 20% a month based on what you do. It's limited to a certain number of people. He told me I had an invitation and I could invite some people with me and I had to decide who they were.
Okay.
Okay? So this is how we do it, people in our group. I don't know about it being tax-free or not, but I do know the interest rate is supposed to be high, high, high paid monthly. Okay.
Okay. All right. And a question for you, Ray. If you have a charity and the charity purchases gift cards to give out, is that a good way to give money?
Well, the charity would have to have a good structured reason for doing that. As long as you have a good structured reason and a process, then you can do that.
So it is feasible, at least, with some work.
I think it is feasible. It would just be what would be considered mini grants, if you will. Mm-hmm. So you can give a grant to an individual, but it has to meet certain qualifications and requirements. And so it would be a relatively small grant that are being instantly conducted that they have to set the criteria for.
Yeah, I was thinking that in lieu of like giving out cash like Tony was talking about doing, if I'd gotten a charity together and then.
Even if you're doing cash, the same rule is going to apply. Charities just can't hand out cash to people. No, it can do things for people, but just giving people money, it still has to be a certain criterion for them to be recipients of getting cash from the charity.
Okay.
It's still going to be some type of a grant structure, a mini grant or something that fits the mission order of that charity, the mission statement.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the answers. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
626, Eric. So you're on.
Good morning, Tony and Ray. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, two quick questions, one silly and one kind of serious here for Ray. I sent an email regarding the wealth, what was it, the wealth transfer, the, what was that thing called, the Utopian Way of Giving, and I hadn't heard back from you yet. Is there a charge for that? A nominal charge, or if I send that again, can you respond?
I must have missed it. It's $7.95.
Okay, very good. So I'll send that again then. Okay.
Okay.
And then second question, Tony, did you ever consider, a Pebble Beach weekend for all the TNT guys? Pebble Beach golfing.
What would
weekend?
I do on look, I have had, if I haven't told you guys already, I've had four sets of clubs. I got two pair of brand new white shoes. I got some balls. I got bags. I got everything I need. And I have never played a round of golf. So why would I go to Pebble Beach?
Well, that answers that. So other than, they do have some nice restaurants at Pebble Beach, just so you know. All right, gentlemen, thank you. And I'll send that out to you, Ray. Thank you very much.
All righty. Take care.
Hopefully this spring I will actually learn how to use these golf clubs. So,
okay.
Okay, I guess that's the end of that. Wait, somebody wanted me to say something nice about something, but I missed it. Whatever it was. What is it? I'm trying to look all these texts, man. When I say something nice about the RV, we get our currency, buy all these new fancy cars. Then we take driving lessons, learn how to drive in the fast lane, not like they did in Dallas over the past week. Remind all the men out there when they get their Lamborghini, this is not their father's Pontiac. I don't know what, something must have happened in Texas. I guess the cows must have been going down the highway or something. I don't know. All right. I didn't know what I was supposed to talk about, so I just read it to you guys. But evidently in Texas, they don't know what to do with nice automobiles. They're still using covered wagons going down the highway, I guess. And somebody's upset about that. But, guys, we will talk about that during the RV. I mean, I think you should absolutely live your life, live your dream. And for some of you, not all of you, because I know it can get weird, even live your fantasy, okay? And we'll be able to do all of those things. And some of them we'll just be able to do together. Which I can't wait to do and meet a whole lot of you and get this thing started. So right now, today, we are waiting to see if something happens tonight or over the weekend. We are waiting for it. The three-letter agency says they are trying to make it happen for whatever reason. And the banks are just waiting and anticipating. They do have rates. They are ready to go. Their people are trained. They have their office fixed. Everything else. So it's all good. Let's think about the people in New York, Philadelphia, New Jersey, who just went through the earthquake, a little minor earthquake, little 4.8. And, I mean, they're going all ballistic about it. It's all over the news. You would think they were in Taiwan where they had a 7.8 and buildings fell down and streets cracked up and everything else. I'm just saying, you guys can't take a little shaking, that's all? Just a little shaking? It'd be all right. Come to California, Lee, if you can do that, all right? All right, guys, anyway, no, serious business. I know it scares you guys because you've never been through it. We go through little minor earthquakes all the time. No big deal. It shouldn't change your life. Matter of fact, it should let you anticipate. Somebody called me this morning. That's the first thing she said. When we going to get this money so I can move out of New York? We got earthquakes here. I started laughing. Like, what? Anyway, guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Anticipate something happening. But do not hold your breath because we don't know. But whatever happens, make sure you're still with TNT when it does. We'll talk about it, explain it, everything else. I don't know where to go out and get the thing that's going around about Oki. Ray sent it to me, so the best I can tell you to do is ask Ray. So other than that, all right, do what I'm going to do. All right? Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
This fantabulous Friday. Let's see what happens over the weekend. Keep believing.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Point where you
you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the weekend. We are out of here.